Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, joined as always by Jordan, and today we're digging into Abbott Laboratories' second quarter 2026 results. Before we jump in, quick disclaimer, this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Thanks, Alex. And there's a lot to like in this print. Let's start with the headline numbers.
Right. So Abbott posted sales growth of 4.8% for the quarter. That's an acceleration from the last two quarters, and adjusted EPS of $1.31, which beat both the midpoint of their guidance and consensus estimates.
And here's the part investors really zeroed in on. Abbott didn't just reaffirm full-year sales guidance of 6.5%, to 7.5%. They actually raised their EPS guidance range to $5.45 to $5.60. CEO Robert Ford was pretty clear that gross margin expansion is doing a lot of the heavy lifting there. Margins came in at 58%, up 100 basis points year over year.
Let's talk segments, because there's a real story of divergence here. Medical devices grew 8.5%, led by electrophysiology, that's the heart rhythm and ablation business, which grew in the low teens. EPD, their emerging markets pharma division, grew 9%, powered by India, Latin America, and Southeast Asia.
Diagnostics was mixed. Core lab was strong, U.S. up 7.5%. But rapid and molecular diagnostics, that's respiratory testing, declined 8% because it was just a weak flu and respiratory virus season. That's expected and temporary, though, not a demand problem.
And then nutrition. This is the comeback story of the quarter. Sales came in ahead of expectations for the second straight quarter, up sequentially by $125 million. Ensure retail consumption in the U.S. is up double digits.
Yeah. That's the price increases from late last year finally working through the system. Volumes are responding well now that consumers have adjusted. Management is now framing nutrition as a sustainable 2 to 4% grower going forward.
Let's get into the strategic stuff because there's a lot of pipeline news. Abbott completed enrollment in its coronary IVL trial, filed with the FDA for the Amulet 360 left atrial appendage device, and got a CE mark in Europe for Libre Duo, which is notable. It's the world's first dual glucose ketone monitoring sensor, designed to help prevent diabetic ketoacidosis.
The CGM story is worth sitting with for a second. Diabetes care crossed $2 billion in quarterly sales, growing 9.5%. Now, one analyst on the call kind of poked at that number as only 9.5%, and Ford pushed back, reasonably, I'd say. He pointed out there's 75 to 80 million people globally who could realistically use a CGM, and only 15 million currently do. Growth right now is basically waiting on reimbursement expansion, especially the big one, U.S. Type 2 non-insulin Medicare coverage, which could unlock roughly 10 million beneficiaries. Ford said that could happen this fall, but wouldn't pin down an exact date.
They're also planning a fifth manufacturing facility for CGM sensors, a $1 billion investment, because they expect to hit capacity limits at their current facility within a couple years. That's a pretty strong signal of how bullish they are on long-term demand.
One theme that came up repeatedly in the Q&A was this investor worry about decelerating hospital procedure volumes, tied to ACA, enrollment changes in Medicaid dynamics. Ford pushed back hard on that concern. His argument, Medicare, not Medicaid, drives the bulk of medtech procedure volume, over two-thirds of Abbott's U.S. cardio business. And demand for high acuity, life-saving devices is pretty inelastic regardless of insurance shifts.
He also pointed to Abbott's diagnostic instrument network as a kind of real-time barometer for the whole healthcare system and said testing volumes are holding up fine even in states with the highest ACA disenrollment.
There was also a good exchange on structural heart, which has been a soft spot. Ford was pretty candid. He said it's not a pricing or product issue. It's about how they're competing in the mitral valve space in the U.S. specifically. They've made personnel changes and expect to see improvement by fourth quarter. Meanwhile, the international structural heart business is already growing double digits, with TAVR up 30% in the first half.
And don't sleep on Exact Sciences and Cologuard. Cancer diagnostics grew 13%, and management expects that to accelerate to the mid-teens in the back half as care gap programs ramp up. Plus, the American Cancer Society just reaffirmed Cologuard as a preferred colorectal screening option in May.
So zooming out, what does this mean for investors? Ford was explicit that four businesses are driving 80% of the expected second half acceleration: nutrition, electrophysiology, core lab diagnostics, and cancer diagnostics. All four are heading into third quarter with real momentum, some ahead of internal targets.
And longer term, Ford reiterated Abbott's target of sustainable high single-digit top-line growth, roughly 7%, with double-digit EPS growth, and noted there are only a handful of $30 billion-plus healthcare companies growing at that clip.
Before we wrap, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Bottom line, Abbott's showing accelerating growth, raised EPS guidance, and a pipeline stacked with near-term catalysts: Volt PFA moving to full launch, Amulet 360, Libre Duo rollout, and potential U.S. CGM reimbursement expansion this fall.
Definitely a name to keep watching heading into the back half of the year.
That's it for this episode of Beta Finch. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.